God long ago spoke by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, and Messiah has fulfilled every word. That's a quote from Acts chapter 3, verse 18. It means that since God said it, God did it. So today, let's talk about how Christ suffered. The first scripture we want to see is a prophecy that's covered in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, and we'll read verses 5 through 8. This is Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verses 5 through 8. And this is a prophecy of how our Savior was sacrificed for our sins. I'll read it. It says, "He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he did not open his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken." And I'm going to show you how that prophecy was fulfilled perfectly. But first, let's read in Acts the 8th chapter, verses 26 through 35. This is in Acts the 8th chapter, verses 26 through 35, because this is the example of when Philip went to meet the Ethiopian eunuch, and they actually turned to the scripture, and Philip preached the gospel of Jesus Christ to this Ethiopian eunuch. So let's read about that in Acts the 8th chapter, verses 26 through 35. "And the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Leave Jerusalem and go southward. As Philip was traveling, he met a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, which had come to Jerusalem to worship, but was now returning home. Then the Spirit said to Philip, Go and talk with this man. And Philip ran over to him, and he heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Do you understand what you are reading? The Ethiopian said, How can I, except some man guide me? So he asked Philip to explain the scriptures. The place of the scripture which they read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the Ethiopian asked Philip, Please tell me, of whom does the prophet speak? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached to him Jesus. So again, that's what we're going to do today, is preach to you Jesus and show how Jesus fulfilled this prophecy. So in 1 Peter the 2nd chapter, in verses 21 through 25, we're going to see the part about the prophecy where it says he was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he did not open his mouth. The fulfillment of that, again, is in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. Here it says, For this purpose were you called, because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his footsteps. He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he committed himself to the Father that judges righteously. Also, we can see in the prophecy where it said, He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. That was also fulfilled in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, and I'm going to pick it up where it says, Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live to righteousness. So it says that Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree. That fulfills that prophecy. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And other places where that was fulfilled, that portion of the prophecy, is in 1 Peter the 3rd chapter and verse 18. This is in the 3rd chapter, verse 18 of the first book of Peter. Here it says, Christ also has suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust. So again, Christ didn't suffer for his own sins, he suffered for our sins. The just for the unjust. And why? That he might bring us to God. That's the purpose for his suffering, so that we can be brought to God. We, being put to death in the flesh, can be made alive in the spirit, just as Jesus was. Another fulfillment of the prophecy where he suffered for our sins can be found in Romans the 5th chapter, verse 6. This is Romans the 5th chapter, verse 6. It says, while we were without strength, Christ died for the ungodly, we being the ungodly. Scarcely will you find someone willing to die for a righteous man, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that is great love. Christ didn't deserve to die, but he died for our sins. God did not have to give up his only begotten Son, whom he loved dearly, but he did so, so that we could be saved. Another scripture fulfilling that prophecy that Christ would suffer for us can be found in Galatians the 3rd chapter, verse 13. This is Galatians the 3rd chapter and verse 13. Here it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now please understand that the law is not the curse. The law defines sin, and because we sin, it brings upon us the death penalty, because it says the wages of sin is death. So sin is the transgression of the law. The wages of sin is death. So therefore, that's the curse. Death is the curse. So Christ has redeemed us from death, which is the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, and this is how he was made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Christ was crucified on the cross. So he died for us. Again, he died for our sins. And then the final prophecy, or final scripture that fulfills this prophecy that I'm going to read, is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. This is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. God made Jesus to be sin for us, though Jesus knew no sin. And again, why? So that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So those are all fulfillments of the prophecy where it says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. He was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgressions of my people was he stricken. And again, this prophecy that we're reading from is in Isaiah the 53rd chapter, verses 5 through 8. Now another part about this prophecy in Isaiah 53, verses 5 through 8, says that by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. So for that fulfillment, we can turn back to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, and we'll pick that up where it says that we, being dead to sins, should live to righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live to righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. That's a fulfillment of that prophecy. Again, returning to Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 through 8. And if you're turning with me in your Bibles, you do want to keep your fingers there, because we're going to go back a couple of more times. Another part of this prophecy said, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. For that fulfillment, again, we can turn back to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. After it says that by his stripes we are healed, it says, for you were as sheep going astray, but now are returned to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Going back again now to Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 through 8, this last part says, he was oppressed And he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he did not open his mouth. And we saw that that was the exact scripture that Philip turned to as he was preaching Jesus to the Ethiopian eunuch. And in fact, that was the scripture that the Ethiopian eunuch was reading. But for the fulfillment of that, it's in, you guessed it, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. It says, "For this purpose were you called, because Christ has suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps. He did not sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile again. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but instead he committed himself to the Father that judges righteously." So that entire prophecy in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 through 8, talking about Jesus Christ being sacrificed for our sins, was fulfilled. He died for us even though he did not sin. And that is how Philip preached the gospel about Jesus Christ having a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ to this Ethiopian. He talked about Jesus dying for our sins so that we can be brought into union with God and so that we can now live righteously. And now I want to go to another prophecy where it talks about that Jesus Christ was crucified with criminals. That's also in Isaiah chapter 53, but this time we're going to read verse 12. In Isaiah 53 verse 12 it says, "I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul to death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." So that part where it says he was numbered with the transgressors is a prophecy of the Messiah being crucified with criminals. And for fulfillment of that, let's turn over to Mark the 15th chapter and we'll read verses 25 through 28. That's Mark the 15th chapter, verses 25 through 28. "It was the third hour when they crucified the Messiah, and the inscription of his accusation was written on a board over his head, which said, 'The King of the Jews.' And with him they crucified two thieves, one on his right hand and the other on his left hand." So the scripture was fulfilled, which says he was numbered with the transgressors. And I just want to turn to one other scripture, which is in Luke the 23rd chapter, verse 34, because this adds one more thing to it. After it talks about Christ being numbered with the transgressors because he was crucified with two thieves, it says of Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Can you imagine that? In Jesus' last hours, he actually had the love for people to ask God the Father to forgive them, for they knew not what they were doing. So no matter what sins you've committed, God will forgive you. Jesus paid the price. All you have to do is accept God's free gift of salvation. And if you want to talk to someone about salvation, you can give us a call or send us an email. Just listen for our contact information at the end of this program. Or if you want to read more about salvation, you can log on to our website and read the literature about salvation.